Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all welcome this morning. We thank God for this privilege we have to worship in His presence. Again, I need to remind us that our pastor with some of our leaders are presently probably on their way from Maryland, where they have been since Thursday to have a usual annual program, which is the ASAPN, that is the arm of MZPC. So they've been there since Thursday, and they rounded up yesterday. They'll be on their way now. Hopefully we are going to see them this evening. So just keep on praying. We are going to pray with them just before we hear the word. Hallelujah. It's great to be in the presence of the Lord. I just want us to pray. Let's pray for our pastor and the team. Shall we pray? Father, thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are doing. Lord, we bless your name, O God. Father, for the vision to reach out to the nations of the world. Thank you for what you are doing, O God. Father, we bless your name, O Lord, for your servant Michael Obi and his wife and the team, O God, that traveled to Maryland since Thursday with other brethren from every part of this nation. Father, to have a solemn assembly praying for this nation. Praying, O God, that your presence, your glory will be experienced in this nation. Pray for a turnaround. Thank you, Jehovah God, for the spirit of obedience. Lord, we commit him into your hands and the team. Thank you, mighty God, at this moment we pray, we cover them with your precious blood. Lord, we ask, O God, that having done what you have put into your heart, we say, Lord, take all the glory and bring them back safely as they journey back to Cleveland. Father, cover them with your Shekinah glory. Father, you took them there safely. They will arrive safely. All glory, all honor, we're going to be to your name. Thank you, mighty God, this morning. Father, we trust you, we lean on you. Lord, speak to us from your word. Speak to us in a way we will understand. Speak to us, O God, to meet us right there at the point of our knees. Let your spirit, O God, take over this atmosphere. And Lord, we charge this atmosphere by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we declare to this morning, Lord, that nothing will withstand the name of our God. Thank you, mighty God, because you reign. And the light, the scripture says, shines in darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. Thank you because you are shining right now. And Lord, may the entrance of your word give us light. Give us life. Thank you, Father. Hide myself behind the cross. I ask, O God, only you we want to hear from. Speak, O God. Lord, use this vessel to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I always count it a great privilege when I'm given the opportunity to speak. That is a great privilege. It's never a right. So I thank God for Pastor Michael Obi and his wife for granting this privilege. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen and amen. Okay, this morning, please turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. We want to read together from let's take our reading from verse 21. From verse 21 to 30. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 21, we read through to verse 30. I would like, if you don't mind, let's read together. Or let's take it this way. I read the verse, you read the following verse, and then we both read the scripture together. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. You read 22. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Monseir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants, of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Verse 24. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord has made them rejoice over their enemies. 28. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Let's read 30 together. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Now this is the way I want us to read verse 30. You are going to read, then the realm of, you put your name, Emmanuel, was quiet. So let's read together now. Verse 30. Then the realm of Emmanuel was quiet, for my God gave me rest all around. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The valley of Baraka. The valley of Baraka. Baraka means blessing. Blessing. Hallelujah. Now, three nations had come. I want us to just picture this morning, just think about a nation like China, like Russia, and Iran coming together, you know, to fight a tiny nation like Israel. Just picture. Three mighty nations with their weapons, with their all that they heard, their experiences, they determined to just, you know, silence that nation. All right? I just wanted to picture that. Three nations declare war against Judah and Jehoshaphat because Jehoshaphat was godly, doing the will of God. Somebody might say, why is it that, you know, every time we just faced persecution, trial, problems, needs, why is it that we are experiencing this from time to time? You know why? Because you have been separated unto the living God. The enemy of your soul, the devil, is never happy to see anyone serving the living God. It will go against anything called God and whoever serves him. So you don't have to do anything wrong. You don't have to do anything for the enemy to attack. He's just jealous. He's just angry. It just, you know, he can't stand seeing anybody worshiping the living God. So these three nations just rose up against Jehoshaphat because he happened to be a holy king. And Judah happened to be a separated, you know, part of the nation of Israel, the southern part, serving the Lord, doing his will. And they decided that they are going to silence him, silence the nation of, I mean, the southern part of Israel, which is Judah. And we see what happened as we have read. I prophesied this morning. I decree and I declare this morning that in the name of Jesus Christ, every war that has been declared against you, against your family, against your job, against your marriage, against your destiny, against your ministry, will be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 54 verse 15 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That is God talking to you, speaking to you. God says, don't bother yourself. Surely they will gather. They have been gathering. They will continue to gather. But it says they are in their gathering. And because their gathering has no source or base from me, they will surely do what? Fall for your sake. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Let us see three things that we must do. And you know, Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, they did that. Number one, whenever, because we are still in the battle. Don't deceive yourself. You are still in the battle, and don't think it will end. When you end one, when one is, you know, is finished, another one will come up. When you have finished these tests for this class, you are promoted to the next class, and you are bound to face the tests for the next class. So from time to time, there will be challenges, there will be things that will discourage you. There will be things that the enemy will speak into your heart, into your mind, that are not true. He just want to deceive you. He just want to pollute your mind. He just want to tell you so that it will swerve your heart from being focused on the Lord. So whenever the enemy comes, you know, like a flood, or it comes with darts or with arrow, with suggestions, it's part of the war. Because he want to do something, he want to distract you. He want to do something, he want to deflect, you know, the glory of God that is over you. He want to make sure it's shifted. But as long as you continue to look unto him, every battle that rises up against you, you have the power, you have the angelic host around you, and you have the presence of your Father. Hallelujah. And he's definitely not going to leave you alone in the battle. You are bound to win. Say to yourself, I'm bound to win. Hallelujah. So number one thing that we must do from time to time, whenever the enemy knocks, whenever there is trouble, whenever there is challenge, whenever there is, you know, a war, known or unknown. Sometimes you just feel in your spirit that things are not right. The devil is fighting the spirit. You may not see them physically. All right? And you just sense that something is happening, or some things are disrupted, or certain issues is coming up. You know, the devil using it against you, or against your, it could be your business, it could be your life, it could be your loved ones. Number one thing you must do, we must do, is to consult God. Consult with God. Remember to consult him. Hallelujah. When the three nations came against Judah, and Joshua heard about it. Number one, he was afraid. Like any of us, we are human. When you face something that is uphill, and you know that this is so, you know, it's tasking, and you know you can't handle it, and you know that the enemy is all out there to do something, to do havoc, humanly speaking, you'll be afraid. When the doctor tells you, sorry, what you are saying, I think we have to go for a second opinion. What happened? All right, fear comes in. It's natural. But whenever we face any kind of war, consult with God. Let him know about it. You say, of course he knew about it. He knows everything that is happening. Yeah, but he wants you to come and tell him. He's your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when
Jehoshaphat was told, three nations have come against you. They are here to swallow Judah. They are here to silence you. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat was afraid. That was the first thing that happened. His initial reaction was he was afraid. But then, because he happened to be a man of God, a child of God, one that is connected with God, he remembered, I am not alone. He did what? He consulted with God. Hallelujah. Verses 4 and 5 tells us that. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. You know, when you consult with God and you turn the battle over to God, you know, you are saying, Lord, I allow you to be who you are. You are the captain of the heaven's armies. Like he told Jehoshaphat and the people that this battle is not yours after consultation. This battle is not yours. You have to hold your peace. I'm going to fight for you. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So when you consult with him, what you are saying is that I cannot do it. But God, you are the captain. You are in charge. You are the captain of the heavenly armies. So be in charge of this war. Be in charge of this battle. To God be the glory. As Psalm 9 verses 9 to 10. Part of it reads, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. When you consult with him, he knows at that time you need to be shielded. You need to be under the safeguard of the mighty hand. So the Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. In times of trouble. Anytime when trouble comes, God will always be a place of refuge. So when you consult with him, he brings you into that bunker where no arrow, where no nooks, no spiritual nooks will touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the Psalm 46, right? Say, God is a present help in the time of trouble. God is a very present help, and that in the time of trouble. In Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 4, it says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies. To do what? In order to save you. In order to save you. So, he knows what to do. He knows how to handle the enemy better than you do. He knows how to handle that disease, that sickness. He knows how to speak the language that issue, that problem, that difficulties, the language that he understands. God has the language. Amen. And when he speaks that language, there will be calm. There will be peace. There will be reversal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So we consult with him this morning for every battle, for everything, because we are in the war front. We are in the battlefield until we see Jesus. So for every war that has been declared, for every battle that you are facing, this morning we consult with him. That is the one. Is the one that is in charge. Is the one that we handle it. Is the one that is the one that sheets us. He has the bunker. And is going to keep you from failing, from falling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number two thing we need to do. Thank God for our praise worship team. Let's put our hands together for them. Yeah. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. See, the second thing that is so important is remember to praise or to worship. This is difficult. You know why? When the pain is going on, when the issue is still fresh, when the doctor is telling you there are 3 more tests to go, when you are putting the application 3-4 places and they are telling you we get back to you and they never. When you look into your account and you see everything is red, and there are bills to pay, and the time to pay for the mortgage is very close. Suddenly something happened. You don't know what is going on. You don't know where the finances will come from.
You don't know when, oh yes, what will happen when the next test is taken. What happens? It's difficult. Alright? But not impossible. If you can only remind yourself that the weapon with which the weapon that God uses, because that's what is called divine, I wrote it as the Holy Spirit put it in my heart, divine prescription for your enemy's defeat. When you go to the doctor, you know, he tells you, this kind of sickness, alright, if you can only take these tablets or this injection for 10 days, this will wipe out the disease. And if you follow, what happens in 10 days, maybe before 10 days, the whole thing is wiped out, right? It's a prescription for the defeat of that disease. Now, the prescription for your enemy's defeat is when you praise. When you begin to praise God, like I said, it's difficult, but when you resort into it, when you begin to do it, when you begin to say, Lord, you are God, even if you have to sing it weeping, but you are worshiping God in that pain, God is going to give you solution, that is prescription on how to get out of that difficult situation. He's going to give you a way out of that impossible, you know, situation that you find yourself in. Because it's the I am, not I was. It's the I am God. It's the all-sufficient one. It's the one that knows the techniques now. He knew it in the past. He knows it now. He knows what will happen tomorrow. So the I am God will prescribe the way out. It could be a way of speaking to you through his word. It could be a way of ministering to your mind. It could even use third party to speak to you, give you solution to that issue, to that problem. And you see that enemy being defeated. Glory to God. Let's go to the scripture. I always want us to look at the scripture. Verses 14 to 16. Why, you know, Jehoshaphat consulted with God and they decided to wait on the Lord. While waiting on the Lord, the Bible said then, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, O you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Thank God for prophecy. Thank God for vessels God used to give prophetic words, to talk to his people. Here God spoke. God told Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel specifically that the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. So they were encouraged. And the Lord then gave the prescription of what will happen. He said, tomorrow, verse 16, tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go against them. For the Lord is with you. For the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Now when they began to sing, we read verse 21, consulted, picked choir. Thank God for choir. Those of us who are part of the choir in this church, you are doing a great job. If you have not signed up, sign. Hallelujah. And then when they consulted, they began to sing and to praise. The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mosiah, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. the prescription for the defeat of your enemy. You will receive it today. I say you will receive it today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So as they began to worship the Lord, because praise is a weapon against the enemy. So you turn the focus when you are doing that, even when you are going through that pain, that need, that confusion, that impossible situation, you are turning the focus away from that issue to God. You are turning the focus from that problem. You are turning it to God. If you don't turn to God, you are idolizing your problem. You are worshiping that problem, that issue. You are worshiping, all right, the image that has been set before you. The enemy set that image. Worship this image. Sickness. Worship this image. Poverty. Worship this image. Impossibility. Delay. And we, as long as you keep worship, you are looking at it, you are not focused on the Lord, you are worshiping. It's idolatry. But when you shift your focus, it's not say deny it. No. God is not saying deny your problem. It's not saying deny that it doesn't exist. It exists. There is devil. There are problems. There are issues. But turn your focus from those things. Turn it to the Lord. When you turn it away from that issue, from that problem to the Lord, you discover, number one, you will find peace. You'll be able to have peace. And God, in the midst of that confusion and problems, you'll be able to hear God. You'll be able to hear God's direction. But as long as we are focused on those problems and those issues and we are panicking, we can't hear God. We will not. God will be speaking, trying to give you direction, trying to give you prescription, trying to tell you how to get out of it. We are not, because we are worshiping that problem. May the Lord deliver from idol worship. It's not until you put down a gold or one, something and begin to worship. There are various ways people worship idol. So, you see in the Bible that those who learn the secret of worshiping, even in the midst of the chaos, problem, challenge, difficulties, oppression, and they turn the focus to God, there's always a breakthrough. There's always a way out. We don't know how long. We don't know how fast. But the result is what we are able to read about today. Daniel. Alright, in his own time. They made a decree. Nobody should worship any other god but except what? The gold that was set up. Alright? The golden image. Set up in Babylon. Everyone must worship. And then Daniel and his three other brethren refused to bow or to worship. It was, you think it's a joke when they were told you are going to face death, you are going to be burned, you are going to be thrown into the furnace? It wasn't easy. Or when they made a law and they said nobody should ask anything from any god for the next 30 days. And they knew Daniel three times a day. He opened the window toward Jerusalem and prayed, kneeling down. They made that decree. And they knew it. They made sure they had evidence. They studied. They went to his window. They heard him speaking. Maybe, well, that time they didn't have recorder. All right? But they had a way of spying. They knew. And they came and said, we are witnesses. We saw him. We heard him praying. Talking to his God. So, they brought him. All right? And he was to be thrown into the lion's den. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has to turn his focus away from that. That alone is enough to cause anyone to be so afraid, and you forget about every other thing. But he shifted the focus, not on that thing, not on the issue, but on the same God. Hallelujah. That he has been worshiping. God gave him peace. Peace. You know the story. He came out alive. He was not eaten up by lions. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah was the one that went ahead of him.
and shut the mouth of other lions, because you cannot eat, you know, the son of the true lion. Hallelujah. Lion don't eat lion. In fact, the other lion, they are not true lion. They are just replica. They are just creation. All right? They are physical lions, but there is a great lion of the tribe of Judah. His son was thrown into that den. There was something inside of Daniel radiating the glory of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord that causes those lions. They saw him. This one, we can't touch him. He came out. What happened? Because he praised God. He worshiped God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Job, he went through a very tough time, a difficult time. You know the story, everything he had one day perished. Everything, one day. The Bible says that when that happened, Job 1:20, he rose up and he did what? He knelt down and worshipped. How easy was it? How easy was it? But God has been the foundation of his life. All he did at that time is to keep reminding himself. These things that God perished, all these things that have vanished, they were not in the first place the foundation of my life. God had been. So he turned to he who had been the foundation. And he worshipped. You know the story. It came out. It came out. Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 to 18 says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. It's not saying those things didn't happen. It's not saying, you know, to deny reality, you know, is something evil. You don't deny reality. It was real. He said, look, even though this happened, that happened, one thing I will do is I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes someone who have recognized the fact that in the first instance, I didn't make myself. I was created by God. Hallelujah. And I was created for a purpose. He created that for a purpose. And what was that purpose? Not to serve the devil. Not to listen to the devil. Not to follow his plans, his ways. But to worship God. We're created for God's pleasure. We were created to bring glory to God. So, each one of us, the purpose for which we are alive, why God kept or would have gone, is because He wants our day to day. Your today must glorify God. Your tomorrow will glorify God. In all the victories, in the midst of all the trials and temptation, you come out alive, you come out singing, you come out jubilating, that glorifies God. And that angers the devil. And God will see you winning again and again and again. You know why? I have experienced so many battles. And the Lord has helped me to win many battles. So I have every cause to glorify Him. Because yesterday I had victory, I have an assurance that today I'm winning. And that gives me boldness that tomorrow will be better. Hallelujah. So I don't know what you are going through. I don't know your issue, because every one of us, one way or the other, we must go through. We must go through in order to experience, in order to have testimony. It's a testimony. Without the test, there cannot be the money. So, but some people would like to cut off the test part of it. But it's not possible. Before you can have victory, there must be tests. Before you can come out, like we hear from time to time from our dear pastor, before you can bring that certificate and say, you see, I'm now an engineer, you have gone through some fire.
You have gone through, you know, before you have your PhD or your master's, you've done some, you know, dissertation and all kinds of things. And you know how many times your supervisor will say, go back. What about this? What about that? By the time you bring I've done a great job. And you now come before him. He looks at it. As a teacher, they know how to look at the loopholes. It crosses this, crosses that. Go back and rewrite. You know how long it's going to take. And finally, you are approved. To God be the glory. You won the battle. That's how it's going to look like. Though tough, though challenging, though times taking a lot of time, painstaking, you are coming out. You are coming out. Because you are going to show your certificate. Spiritually, we are all coming out. Because we are bound, we are made to win. No, you know why? Our master won. The one who called us, and we have his gene. I don't know. I have his gene. He's a winner. He never loses any battle. We have his gene. He's a winner. He's a warrior. So, you will win this battle. It's you that will sing the last song. Hallelujah. Alright? So, remember to consult God, number one. Number two, remember to praise, worship God. And number three, just before I mention number three, let me mention reason why some battles are prolonged. Reasons why some battles are prolonged. You wonder, that brother is going through the same thing I'm going through right now. He went through the same thing. His own time was so short. I wonder, that sister, went through the same difficulty, the same hardship. Within so time, she was out of it. Why is mine so prolonged? Why am I denied? Why am I going through this half? Three reasons. Number one, the reason why some battles are prolonged is for the cup of your enemy to be full enough for his defeat and disgrace. When the cup of the enemy, whatever it is, it's not yet full. Time for judgment has not yet come. For your enemy to be defeated. For the disgrace. Because God will make a open show of them. So, when the time has not come for the open show of the defeat and the disgrace of the enemy, God waits. And then the battle is prolonged. And you wonder, God, are you still there? God, are you hearing? I've just fasted. I've prayed, I've done everything. What else? Thank God in this house, God has told us after the 10 days, we should be expecting our baraka. Amen. That's where we are going. After the 10 days, we should begin to experience our valley of baraka. So let me go back. Number one reason why battles are prolonged. One, the cup of the enemy of your soul is not yet full. For a complete defeat and disgrace of the enemy. Number two, for the appointed time of your honor and elevation, victory has to mature. The battle is prolonged. God is looking for a time, the right time, when the appointed time for your honor, appointed time for your elevation, appointed time for your victory has matured, then you will see God coming in his almighty power, and that we end that battle, and then the time of your promotion, elevation, victory will be seen. So battles are prolonged sometimes because God is waiting for the right time, the mature time, the fulfilled time for your glory, not for your evil, not for your downfall, not for your regret, but for you. That when you stand and say, everybody, I have a testimony, say, let me listen. Because they know what you went through. And God is bringing you to a time when your appointed time of honor will come. Let's look into the life of Joseph. If Joseph was to give a short victory, testimony,
when he was appointed as the man in charge of Potiphar's house. Say, if you know what I went through in my father's house. I went through this, I went through that, I went through the pit, I went through all that. Now I'm promoted. I am now the Oga of all the servants in Potiphar's house. That testimony is not yet mature. It's not yet mature. It's just, he's still going through some things. It's not yet mature. The time of his elevation has not yet come. It's not yet mature. The time for total victory is yet to be experienced, because he must go one more step. There is going to be a school, another school that he must go through for him to be prepared to serve and to be the prime minister in the palace. So he has to go through the prison. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went through it. People might say, well, if God is truly with this man of God. Of course, the scripture says, and God was with Joseph. And God was with Joseph. Read it. And God was with Joseph. In every situation, every hardship. And God was with Joseph. And of course, Joseph was with his God. When the time came, after he had been thrown into the prison, he learned in the prison how to shepherd 2-3 people, look at their face, say, oh, it's like, what is going, you are going through some hard time. What happened to you? Say, oh, yesterday night we had some horrible dreams and on. All right? And they all mentioned their dreams and interpreted it. That's a test. If he has failed in that place, he will definitely fail in the palace. But he made it through. He went through that school. He went through that test. And that can only come in the prison. You might say, why did God allow the prison? It's part of the making. The making of the man of God. He went through it. He passed it. And when the time came for his elevation, when it was mature, Pharaoh began to have dreams he could not interpret. Not by his magicians. And was called for. When the time for your elevation comes, nobody can stop you. Don't fight before the time. Just surrender to God. When the time for your honor comes, no one stands on your way. Not devil. God will step over the devil to bring you to the platform of honor and glory. Amen. Because he's the one that does it. He's the only one that can bring a man out of the furnace and place him in the public and say, behold my servant. Behold my daughter. Behold my son. Went through all that. And when you now stand to give your testimony, people will listen. Because your testimony is God glorifying and is valid. Is valid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The third reason why battles are prolonged is when we withhold the praise and the worship that we need to give to God when we withhold it. When we refuse to praise God. Instead of praising God, we are murmuring. Instead of praising God, we are accusing God. Instead of praising God, we are pointing fingers. Instead of praising God, we are wondering, why is my case like this? Why am I abandoned? God, are you doing something about my case? Instead of praising and worshiping, I don't understand, but Lord, you understand. Thank you, Lord, you are in charge, you are in control. It's painful, but you know the way that I go. Hallelujah. When we refuse to worship God, when we refuse to praise God, it prolongs. That will always prolong the battle. But when we begin to worship and we begin to praise God, what happens? God will shorten. God will shorten the battle. And God will give you praise. Can somebody read Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6? Read it loud. Proverbs 3, 6. Proverbs 3, 6. What does it say? Proverbs 3, 6. What does it say?
In all your ways,
acknowledge him.
And
he will make straight, not crooked. He will make straight your path.
Hallelujah.
He will make straight. And anything that comes on your way. Have you seen? I know we have seen a lot. See, oftentimes you go out, you see construction, right? Before they now map out all those things, they have done their engineering work and say, this is the part of this road. This is the part of this road. And whatever stands on that part is removed. Anything that stands on that part is evacuated. Some houses have to go for that road because that road have to be straight. In that place, it must be straight. It must go this way. And anything that stands on that way must be cleared. When you acknowledge God in all your ways, it will do what? It will make straight your path. It will make straight your path. Anything that stands on your path, God clears it. Whatever stands as a challenge, whatever challenges you, is challenging the living God. God does the clearing. He does the removing when you acknowledge him in all your ways. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's better.
Amen.
Your baraka, that is blessing, will surely follow your praise. Your baraka will always follow. We surely follow your praise. All right? So the third thing that will happen, when you have consulted with God and you're worshiping God, you're believing God, you're standing for God, God will do something unique. Hallelujah. God will bring you to the valley. That valley was meant to be a place where the children of Israel, where Judah and Jehoshaphat, that's supposed to be a place where they are buried or where they are massacred, because three mighty nations came and that was the meeting point. That was the meeting in those days when war is declared and this nation declare war against this nation, they say, okay, we meet at so place. So the first nation might come there and be waiting for the other nation. And then the other nation will come and then the battle will begin. The valley of Baraka is supposed to be a place where Judah and Jehoshaphat, where they are massacred. Because the mighty nation came and they were so confident. that man, that stubborn man, he called himself Jehoshaphat, who will see his end. And they were so confident in their ammunition, confident in their armor tanks, confident in their trainings, confident in the nukes, confident in, just like today, we have some people who so much depend upon what they can achieve through their training, through the ammunition, through military might. But the scripture says, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by what we can do. It's not based upon our experience. It's not based upon what we have been doing before. It's not based upon our human intelligence. It's not based upon what we can achieve by our position, by our influence. It is based on the spirit of the living God. And whoever depends on his own strength, his own ability, his own experience, or any nation that depends on his own weapons, on his own intelligence, on his own ability, will surely fall. That's why the scripture says, that's Proverbs 3:16, that in all your ways, acknowledge him. Any nation that fails to acknowledge God, that fails to acknowledge the living God and follow his way, any nation that fails to ask God, how do we go about it? How do we lead it? How do we lead these people? We surely find themselves in confusion, just as we are seeing today in America and all over the world. Most nations don't consult God. They base everything on democracy. The Congress have come together. We have agreed. We are making this law. And that is why there are chaos. That is why we are having problems. That is why we, with all the money, with everything, we are not solving problems. We are creating more. We are creating more problems. Why? Because we have not allowed God to straighten our path. We have not acknowledged him in all our ways. We think, we study politics. We've gone into training on how to govern people. It's not based on that. It's not based on that. Any nation that fears the Lord, you'll see God defending them. You still see the nation of Israel as small as they are. You know the story, I know. We have known the story of the six-day war. Alright? Yom Kippur War. 6 days when many nations came together against Israel. Now, it's not that one is based on God's own prerogative, his own right to deliver his choice nation. It's not based on their whatever they can do or they can do. This nation with everything they had said, we are going to finish them. And they came when they were not prepared to fight, because Yom Kippur, they don't carry ammunition. They don't war. They don't wear their military uniform. They don't do anything. So the enemy came strategically. We are going to pull them down. We are going to swallow them. Like these three nations came. We are going to swallow them. And what happened? In 6 days, God rose up, defended his name, and silenced the six nations. Captured, Israel captured many places. And Golan Heights and many other places were captured from their enemies. That's a physical, testimony of any nation that is defended by God. Hallelujah. He did it before, he can do it again. And then apply that to your personal life. He did it before, he will do it again. Amen. Wherever they gather, don't be afraid of witches or wizards or anything, whatever power. He cannot do you anything as long as you acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. And you are in Christ and the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you. It's not possible for light and darkness. It's just automatic. When you come in the night and there's no light here, as soon as you hit that switch and the light comes up, what happened to darkness? Automatically is defeated. It cannot begin to struggle with light and say, you met me here. I was here before you came. No. Light is speaking. Darkness must bow. Hallelujah. When God is speaking, the devil must bow. Situation must bow. So, remember, God is bringing you to your baraka. That is the tough thing. God is bringing Mount Zion and all of us to our valley of baraka after the 10 days. What happened there in that valley? What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it for good. The enemy came, we are going to destroy them, we are going to end them, and we are going to carry spoil from this nation of Judah. But what happened? It was a reverse. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel, they went with surplus. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil has turned into joy, into victory. Turned into joy and victory. Hallelujah. God is going to turn every delay, every issue into blessing. Whatever that delay is, you are in your valley of baraka. You are in your valley of baraka. Whether delay shall be bearing, or marriage, or career, or status, or your promotion, or business, or failed health, or bankruptcy, debts, whatever it is, God is going to turn your, whatever the issue is, there's going to be a reversal. Because you are in your valley of baraka. What the enemy meant for evil, God is turning for good. Amen. Three things. I want us to look at three verses as we are closing. It's part of what we read. In verse 27, the Bible says, and when they returned. Okay, let's read from verse 25. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry. I wonder, people going to battle and they are putting on jewelries. They did it for the children of Israel. Yes. Unknowingly. Your enemy will bring to you what you need. Yes, sir. To break through and to break forth. Your enemy will bring, thinking I'm going to get rid of her, I'm going to get rid of him, but he's going to bring all that you need. It's going to be a means through which your name will be supplied. Hallelujah. They brought precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil, because there was so much. 3 days. Can you imagine? 3 days soldiers gathering spoils for 3 whole days. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka For there they blessed the Lord. They started with praise, worship. They ended with praise, worship. They blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Baraka until this day. Verse 27. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. That's where we are going. Going back with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. One thing I want you to experience, I want you to claim, Mount Zion, we are in the Valley of Baraka, the place where we begin to gather the spoils. Hallelujah. Now, each one of us, we are in a season of joy. It says, they returned with joy, for the Lord has made them rejoice over their enemies. It's rejoice in the house. Okay, praise the Lord. The Lord has made them rejoice over their enemies. I don't know what that enemy is. It could be joblessness. It could be sickness. It could be pain. It could be whatever it is. Whatever that enemy is, God is saying, you are returning with joy. For God has made you to rejoice over your enemy. You will see the end of that enemy. It will not see your end. You will see the end of any enemy that has risen against you, against your health, against your life, against your finance, against your family, against your wealth, against your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. So that's number one. In verse 29. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. God put his fear in all other countries. If these three nations rose up and God did this, Israel is in a no-go area. You dare not touch them. You dare not go near them. Fear engulfed them. Fear surrounded all the nations around that they could not attack Israel again. They dare not, because they knew what happened when these three nations rose against Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. God will put his fear in every power, every whatever it is that has risen against your destiny. See, as long as you are living a holy life, because that is the key. Live a separated life, a holy life. Live a life that is worshiping, serving God from the depth of your heart. Then leave the rest to God. Live a life that does the will of God. A life that pleases God. That fears God. Don't compromise your faith. Don't say, well, this is the way they are doing over there. Let me also join. Stand for God. Stand for purity and holiness. Whether you are being washed or not, stand for what is right. And then you see how heaven fights for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, which is verse 30. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat, put it, then the realm of Emmanuel was quiet. If you have not experienced quietness before, or you have not experienced the quietness that comes from God, because there's turbulence here, problem there, issue here, of course they will come, but even in the midst of them, there will be the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Says Israel, the realm, your everyone that is connected with you, everything that has to do with you and with you as a person, there was quiet, for God gave him rest that comes from God. Rest within, rest without. Comes only from God. This valley of Baraka that we are in, this season that the church is, I want you to claim all that you need to claim. You see, one thing when I was reading that scripture again, each soldier, when this army, when they came, Judah and Jehoshaphat, they came to the valley. They saw all the dead. And each person had to do the work of pick taking, stripping these, you know, these soldiers, that the fallen soldiers, the enemies, is based on how much you can do. It's based on how much you can gather. It's based on how much strength you put in. It's based on how much commitment. All right? So, the more you are able to pick, those who picked, I don't know, maybe a day or two and they're tired and they had enough, it's okay. Because what is important is your, you know that you have come to a place where you have enough, where you are satisfied, where you are content with what you have. But what I'm making reference to is your ability to claim, your ability to possess what God has given you lies in your hand. God lay all the soldiers dead before them. It's now left for them if they are willing to pick what they brought, the spoils from God. The conveners are just the dead, the three nations. They brought them. It's now left for each soldier to go and do what? And possess and claim and receive that which was made available. God has made available in the spirit. He has made available physically. He has made available through his word. He has made available right now in the atmosphere, in the season that we are in, as a church, as believers, that we can receive after the 10 days. We are in the season of baraka. We are in season of abundance. We are in season God is judging our enemies. God is saying, no, Satan, you cannot touch the church. You cannot touch the servants of God. You cannot touch the children of God. You can't touch their health. And God also is laying bare before us all that we need to possess. And you have to claim them. It is based on your ability, your strength, your willingness, your commitment to possess what God has provided. You have to claim them. You have to receive them. You have to appropriate the word of God. Make it work for you. God has given you, you know, all that pertains to life and godliness. And all that is in Christ Jesus. So you have to claim, receive, possess. So this morning, as we are rounding up, you need to, as we have entered into Baraka, and the place that we have entered is not just a small blessing. It's not just this season. It's not just for now. You know, the blessing that God has made available is not going to evaporate in a few days. It's for life. What they got from that valley, jewelry, precious, you know, whatever the precious thing they had, you know, will not vanish in a few days, except if they squander it or they sell it or whatever. It's for life. Gold. You know, there's no time limit. Gold, you know, is precious as long as you keep it. And they can exchange it for anything. Whatever God has provided, God has given you all these for life. God has given us life. That is the first thing. He has given us everything that we need to live abundantly. And I pray and I prophesy this morning that none of us will be weak in our faith. We will claim all that God has given us in the valley of Baraka. If you don't mind, can we please stand and begin to thank God. Maybe you want to begin by saying, Lord, yes, I acknowledge, I know that there are battles. I know that I'm going through some battles, but I consult with you this morning. I've consulted before, but I'm consulting with you this morning. That take over, you be in charge of this issue, be in charge of that issue, be in charge of my education, be in charge of my, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, I consult this morning afresh, be in charge of this health issue, be in charge of this finance, be in charge. As you consult with God, just begin to praise God. Begin to thank him and say, Lord, I see you beyond all this issue. I see you beyond all impossibility. I refuse to be intimidated by any of them. Lord, I shift my focus from those things, from those distractions, from all those problems, from all those issues. I focus on you, the living God. I focus on you, the author and the finisher of my faith. And as we begin to worship, I want us to do that in a few minutes. You can lead us in that worship. And after that, we are going to begin to prophesy and begin to claim all those things that lose tough yesterday, today they have been losing. all those things that look tangy, they are tangy, or one way or the other, they are stubborn. God has losing them today. All those things that looks impossible yesterday, last week, last month, today, the oil of the anointing of the Lord has come over them, and God is saying they are spoils for you, and you can have them. Healing, don't forget, is the children's meat. God says it's yours. The devil may tell you yesterday, oh, you know, this kind of thing cannot go like that. It's going to take a long time. You have to claim it today, because you're in the valley of Baraka. You have to claim it today for yourself, for your loved ones. You are going to claim it. You are going to receive it. Your education, your marriage, you are going to claim it. You are going to receive it. Your position, your destiny, you are going to claim it. You are going to receive it. Oh, yes. You are going to tell God, Lord, I stand in the holy place. Lord, I acknowledge you in all my ways. So straighten my path, Lord. Straighten my path, oh God. Let my path be straightened. Everything that stands, oh God, on my path, as you straighten this path, Lord, I acknowledge you. Father, clear everything, oh God, that stand as huddle, that stand as barrier on my path, to success, on my path to victory, on my path to joy, on my path to celebration, on my path to victory. Begin to pray. Don't forget, it depends on how much you can ask. It depends on how much you can trust God for, how much you can believe God for, how much you are ready to receive of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 You want to sing a song? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song that says the name. It says, anytime I call your name, you make a way. Your name is what? It's a strong power. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to ask now. Begin to ask as the music is going on the background. Begin to request. Begin to possess your possession. Possess what the devil said you cannot have. Tell the devil, today I am in the valley of Baraka. I am in the valley of possibility. I am in the season. We are in the season of possibility. We are in the season of victory. We are in the season of joy. Lord, yes, we shall return with joy. We shall return celebrating. Oh, yes, because the Lord has given us joy. Mighty God, Father, we also God. Father, you're bringing us over to the moment of rest. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 This is the season, Lord God Almighty. The season, Makabaraka. Open door. Open doors. Makatabus for Shadian. Open doors for marriages. Open doors for careers. Open doors for status. Open doors for promotions. Open door, Lord God Almighty, for wealth. Open door for the fear of God, for the glory of God, for the power of God. Open door, Lord Obanaya, for your spirit to move like never before. Makupranka skeleton. Rababa, Bolikitibabus, Nikanababa, Nibuyakabadabus, Nikitabada. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. Glory, honor to your name. Whatever the enemy says, I said to you, whatever the enemy spoke to your mind, to your heart, to your ears, to your hearing, or situations before you, telling you can't get this, you can't have that, you do not have money to possess this, you are not in a position to have this, tell the devil you are a liar. You are a liar. Your word today, you eat up your word. Today you eat up your word. Today there's a reverser. A reverser. A reverser. The one who created me. The creator of the ends of the earth. The captain of the host. Lord of heaven has spoken this day. That this day is my day. A day of victory. A day of joy. A day of possibility. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you are here and you are yet to give your life to Christ, it's a great opportunity for you to say, Lord, I want to decide. I want to acknowledge you in all my ways. It's only after you have given your life to Christ and you acknowledge him as the one who is the Savior who died for your sin. Only after that can you begin to have your path being straightened. Only after that can you begin to experience victory over the enemy of your soul, over the path of darkness. And if you are saying this morning, yes, Pastor, I agree. This morning, I want to acknowledge God. I want to acknowledge Christ as my Savior. I believe he died for me. I believe he paid it all. Paid for my sins. And I want to acknowledge him so that I can experience the victory that he brought. Right now, as we close our eyes, you can raise up your hand wherever you are. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. You can raise up your hand wherever you are. And I'm just going to ask you to do a simple thing. I'm going to ask you to do a simple thing. Raise up your hand wherever you are. You want to acknowledge Christ this morning. You want to say, I want to surrender to him. I want Jesus in my heart. I want him. Let's raise up that hand very well. Raise it up properly. If you are raising up your hand, raise it up. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise. Thank you, King of Kings, for those things that you allowed. Things that you allowed that we may not understand. Things that you allowed, Lord, that already, Father, that they are already taking place. But Lord, at the end, you want to use them to glorify your name. You want to use them to honor your name. You want to use them to promote your children. You want to use them to bring honor, Father, and promotion, dignity to your children. Father, this moment, oh God, Father, we acknowledge you that you know the best. That, oh God, you make ways where there are none. Father, this morning we acknowledge that you are the one Father that fights battles, and you win battles, and you have never lost any battles. Lord, this morning we acknowledge you, and we bring all these battles before you. All this war that have been declared by the enemy, by the wicked ones against your church, against families, against businesses, against the health of your children, against all your marriages, against all father your education, against father whatever, God, your children, oh Lord, father have been expecting of you, but the enemy has relayed them. This morning, Ancient of Days, Lord, we raise up the banner, the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Lord, as we acknowledge you, we ask, oh God, that you begin to defeat the wicked one. Father, begin, oh God, to silence every power, every satanic agents that have been sent, oh God, against your church, against your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, what you did, oh God, to the children of Ammon, Lord, to Mosiah, and Father, and these three nations, Jehovah God, rise at this moment. Silence, oh God, every power, every war, every demon, every satanic entity that is warring, fighting against the right of your children, against your church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today we declare that we are in our season of baraka. We are in our season, oh God, of abundance. We are in our season, oh God, of breakthrough, of breakthrough. We are in our season, oh God, when, oh Father, Lord, what the enemy meant for evil will be turned for good for everyone, for every believer, in the mighty name of Jesus. What the enemy meant, oh God, for evil for America, you turn it around because of your mercy. What the enemy meant for evil for your church in America, you turn it around, Lord God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus, what the enemy meant for evil for Mount Zion, you turn it around in the mighty name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil for every worshiper in Mount Zion, Father, you turn it around in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be, Father, from now on, testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, just as the children of Israel, Lord, they return with joy because the Lord has made them rejoice over their enemies. You will rejoice over your enemies. You will rejoice over that impossibility, over that impossibilities. You will rejoice over that sickness, over that lack, over that issue, in the name of Jesus. You will come out celebrating, you will come out rejoicing, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty will put his fear around you, around all the powers, around all the forces, around all the entities that have risen against your destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, for today, you win the battle. You go from strength to strength, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord grant you peace. The Lord grant you joy. The Lord grant you rest. Oh, your realm, your family, your life, we experience rest, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. Begin to live your life of quietness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Take all the glory. Again, we thank you, Lord, for your servant Michael Obi and his wife Josiah Obi, and all our pastors, Lord, Pastor Grace. Thank you, Lord Jehovah God, for Mama Rachel. Thank you, Lord Jehovah God, for Sister Yinka. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Abby. Thank you, Lord Jehovah God, for Annie. Thank you, King of Kings, for Lord Sister Christy. Thank you, Ancient of Days, Father, for everyone, oh God, that has joined. Father, Lord, for that program, all others, Father, from all the cities and towns and Lord and states, Father, that went for that program, as they will be returning back, they are going back rejoicing. They are returning back with joy. They are returning back with celebration, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our pastor and the thing, they are coming back rejoicing. And the Lord arrives safe and sound. Thank you, Lord. Take all the glory. Jesus, blessed name we pray. Amen and amen.